Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 14th, 2025, through Friday, July 18th, 2025. Monday, July 14th, 2025. Suburban Chicago businessman charged with swindling investors out of $3.6 million. Awad Odu has been indicted on federal fraud charges for allegedly swindling investors in his purported refining business out of at least $3.6 million. According to the indictment, Odu operated North American Refinery, NAR, in Bridgeview, Illinois. The company was purportedly in the business of precious metals refining. From 2017 to 2020, Odu fraudulently obtained funds from multiple investors by falsely representing that they would receive guaranteed annualized returns on their investments of 10 to 50%. Odu also falsely told victims that in the event NAR defaulted in making payments to investors, he would personally repay the full amount of their investments and their returns, the indictment states. In support of his fraudulent representations, Odu allegedly provided investors with false documents that made it appear NAR was financially sound and able to meet its financial commitments. In reality, the indictment states that investor funds were not used for NAR's purported precious metals business. Odu instead fraudulently used the funds for personal use and for non-NAR-related purposes, including funding an unrelated car company that Odu owned and operated in Burrage, Illinois, the indictment states. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, July 15, 2025. Two convicted in St. Louis of laundering drug proceeds for Sinaloa cartel. Carl Von Garrett and Tobiah Israel were convicted of all charges related to their laundering of money in the St. Louis area for the Sinaloa drug cartel. Two others have already pleaded guilty and have been sentenced in the case. Luis Miguel Hernandez pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering and two counts of money laundering, and Antonio Jones of Florissant, Missouri, pleaded guilty to two counts of money laundering. As part of his plea agreement, Hernandez admitted being driven by Von Garrett to a meeting with an undercover DEA task force officer in St. Louis on March 1, 2021, to deliver $100,095 in drug proceeds. On April 14, Israel picked up $221,020 from Von Garrett. Von Garrett was stopped by investigators who found six phones and a ledger that contained dates and amounts of money roughly corresponding to cash drops. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, July 16, 2025. Owner of Orange County Staffing Company sentenced to 8 years in prison for tax crimes admits to cheating IRS out of nearly $60 million. Luis E. Perez, the owner of Orange County-based Temporary Staffing Companies, was sentenced to 96 months in federal prison for willfully evading the payment of nearly $30 million in taxes, penalties, and interest assessed against him to the IRS, as well as causing a false federal tax return to be filed with the IRS as part of the defendant's efforts to conceal nearly $30 million in additional tax liabilities incurred by his staffing companies. Perez admitted to thwart the IRS's collection efforts by purchasing luxury items from his business bank accounts, including numerous cars and a boat, and concealing his ownership by placing the titles of these in the names of his businesses and other individuals. Those luxury items included a Ferrari 360 Spider F, a Rolls-Royce Phantom, a Duffy D-22 Bay Island boat, a Mercedes-Benz SLS, a Mercedes-Benz G-Class, and a Lamborghini Aventador. Perez also evaded the IRS's collections efforts by obtaining a Visa Black credit card in the name of another person, now his wife, to make personal purchases and paid off the credit card using funds from his business bank accounts. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, July 17, 2025. Minneapolis, Minnesota woman sentenced to 51 months in prison for role in Feeding Our Future $250 million fraud scheme. Sarah Nur was sentenced to 51 months in prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release, for her role in a $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. Nur was also ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $5,240,000. According to court documents, from December 2020 through January 2022, Nur knowingly and willingly conspired with others in a fraudulent scheme to obtain and misappropriate millions in federal child nutrition funds. As the owner and operator of SNS Catering, Inc., Nur initially enrolled in the federal child nutrition program as a food distribution site under the sponsorship of Feeding Our Future. As the fraud progressed, SNS Catering operated as a vendor for other food distribution sites affiliated with Feeding Our Future. Based on their fraudulent claims, SNS Catering received more than $10 million in payment from these companies they purportedly served food to and over $16 million in reimbursements from Feeding Our Future. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, July 18, 2025. Florida nonprofit founder and accountant charged with stealing over $100 million from special needs victims. Leo Joseph Govani and John Leo Wittick were charged in a federal indictment in connection with a fraudulent scheme to steal over $100 million from a nonprofit organization that managed funds for people with special needs and disabilities. As alleged in the indictment, from June 2009 through May 2025, Giovanni, Wittick, and their co-conspirators solicited, stole, and misappropriated client beneficiary funds, which they treated as a slush fund to enrich themselves and others, and concealed their illegal activities through complex financial transactions and deceit, including sending fraudulent account statements with false balances to disabled victims. Giovanni allegedly used stolen money to purchase real estate, travel via private jet, fund a brewery, make deposits into his personal bank accounts, and pay personal debts. In 2024, CSNT filed for bankruptcy and disclosed more than $100 million in client beneficiary funds were missing from its trust accounts. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th Edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.